Now we have some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. Mr. N. Smith from Hofton is confused by today's world. Aren't we all? I would just like to comment on the Martin Newell column that features each week. I am of the same age range as he is, and a lot that he writes resonates with me. I often wonder why we seem to have a different mindset to the new modern world. Is it because the world seems complicated now and money-driven? Or is it that it seems that common sense that was etched into us by our elders is not there anymore? There seems to be courses for everything now. Perhaps one for common sense would help. On a serious note, I often wonder about what the ordinary men who gave their lives for this country would make of it now, and whether they would think, well, was it worth it? We owe them so much. God bless them.
Now I've got Steve Mackinder from Denver, who writes a follow-up to the letter we've just heard. Mr. N. Smith asks pointedly, where common sense has disappeared to with so much of the younger generation? Clearly, at risk of triggering a tidal wave of indignant letters from them, could I counter Mr. Smith's observation and suggest the problem isn't a lack of common sense, it's a lack of shame. Too many now simply don't seem to care whether they are effective, do a good job, or are highly regarded by their peers. The lack of interest in having any pride in one's work or behaviour or a reputation seems endemic in so many around me. The van delivery driver, who couldn't care less where or how he or she dumps your damaged parcel in the rain or at the wrong address. The call centre operator, with literally zero interest except getting you off the line. The workman, leaving a scruffy, unfinished job in your home or garden. We all habitually now discuss how rubbish everything seems to be, and I think the issue is total lack of personal accountability or shame. Nobody's allowed to be judged or fail or experience criticism in case it affects their mental health. But unless we return to a culture where doing a bad, careless job has consequences, this tiresome insouciance will continue to blight our lives. And that's a shame.
Glyn Linda from Frettenham is unexcited by the recent moon mission. I may be in the minority, but I just cannot get particularly enthusiastic about the Artemis space mission to the moon. Apollo 11, manned by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, landed on the moon in 1969. They spent over 21 hours on the moon, including over 2 hours physically walking on the surface. They would not have had anything remotely close to the sophisticated technological assistance enjoyed by today's astronauts. And whilst I don't wish to denigrate the achievements of the current mission, it doesn't come close to what Armstrong and Aldrin achieved nearly 60 years ago, in my opinion.
Lindsay B. from North Walsham writes to thank the kindness of a stranger. On Thursday, April the 2nd, at about 10:30 a.m, I was in Sheringham for a weekly visit to see friends and have a meal. I had shopping, 3 carrier bags, plus a walking stick. And as I passed Tesco, a very kind lady I had never met before offered to help me carry my bags. We were walking, my car parked in Lighthouse, a 10 to 15 minute way away. This lady carried all my 3 bags to my car. I thanked her so much for her kindness. I offered her a bunch of flowers I had bought and fancy biscuits, but she declined on both. We hugged each other as she left. The kindness of this lovely lady I shall never forget. Good letter.
Finally, Arthur Pentney from Holt, like Glyn Linder, is also underwhelmed by the moon mission. Like Glyn Linder, I have also been somewhat underwhelmed by this latest costly mission, but for slightly different reasons. My generation remembers that by the late 1990s, Dan Dare had already been to Mars and was now exploring Venus. NASA has some catching up to do before their trips inspire me as much as Dan's did. Maybe it's time for The Eagle to be republished.